Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Welcome back from Miami.
Just flew in. I'm going to talk all about it in the after show.
Yeah.
I'm plugging that already. Debrief. Decompress.
Hear about Madonna.
Demystify. Devalue.
Turn the air conditioning off of.
Defrost. Yeah.
Well, welcome back from Miami.
It's great to be here.
Hi, girls.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for being patient with us as we pursued our individual endeavors for the week.
Yeah, but also shout out to our Patreon supporters. You did get a bonus episode. We did another road trip.
Yes, you should be grateful.
Called Bad Girls.
Yeah, we took a Bad Girls trip to Miami.
Yeah, it's basically a radio show that we do every now and then over on Patreon. We get to really, you know,
flex our creative muscles.
Yeah. Well, you're back from Miami, as my fave would say. Mm-hmm. So let's get into it, shall we?
Sounds good.
John Summit, we'll get this out of the way, okay? Because some people, for the three people listening who are like on this journey with me.
Mm-hmm. This is for you, first and foremost.
This is for you, so we will start with that first.
Okay.
So John Summit, gay ally confirmed, mm-hmm. named as Dreamland Pride's headliner in Central Park.
Dreamland. Oh, here.
Yes.
New York.
Also doing MSG that week. I will be there.
You will be there. The you will be queer.
Tits. But when he got named as Dreamland Pride's, some of the girls were coming for him with the homophobia. And he said, nope, not today. Not on my timeline.
Right.
With a tweet that says, lost a few hundred followers since I announced I'm playing a gay pride party. LMFAO, peace out, you insecure homophobes.
It was me.
No, it was probably those two guys at his one concert that one October that called me the F slur.
Mm, probably.
How about that?
That it could be.
I digress. I'm over it, I swear. But then people were responding with like, people don't even understand that's how we even got house music, was gay people.
Uh-huh.
Someone wrote, like, the genre's house music. It was invented by black and primarily gay DJs in Chicago. Like, a history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Not frat boys. And John said, to be fair, I fit that description too. Haha. But I never once claimed to be starting the movement. Just trying my best to add to it. Speak, Valentina. Ally.
I'm very happy for you. This is a huge moment for the little summiters.
Yeah. It's like, it's all I need is like, do you love your gay fans? If you say yes,
the bar is on the floor.
Yeah, honestly. But like, it does actually, I think it means a lot.
It does, of course. And we're talking about, I feel like some people might not even know, John Summit is a DJ producer mm-hmm. extraordinaire. Yes.
From Chicago, bops galore. Mm-hmm. I've been slowly trying to get everyone onto the train.
You have been. This has been your, I would say, your life's mission in the past year has been John Summit. I would say that's like your biggest Dom Dalla, John Summit tie for like your biggest pushes.
Because I haven't been that inspired by a producer since like Cascade when first like he first came out, like early Tiesto.
Yeah.
And I've been saying, I'm like, John Summit and Dom Dalla are the next big thing in EDM. And fast forward to today, Coachella, selling out Madison Square Garden. If everyone would look back at everything I've been saying, praying, preaching, praying, and saying. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Well,
confirmed gay ally coming to a Central Park near you.
Yeah, fast forward to me getting called the F slur again.
Again, just at MSG. The park during Pride.
But anyway, I like sneak in songs of his, like when I'm on a, like we'll be on a queue on Spotify and I'm like, let me slip in Summertime Chai. And people are like, oh, I like this one. I'm like, oh, do you?
Oh, an influencer on guerrilla marketing.
Yeah, Spotify Jams, not sponsored. But anywho, so the two of them did Coachella this past weekend. Mm-hmm. The set was so fucking good. Did all the bops, remixes. Dom Dalla x Tove Lo.
Mm-hmm.
Incoming.
Tove Lo.
Dropped that. Did you hear it?
No.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. We need the SG Lewis EP. We need the Dom Dalla collabs. Mm-hmm. We need the all of it. She's becoming quite the dance feature queen. Love.
Taste.
Yes. Very excited. Coachella in general just kicked off over the weekend. We had the first night that we could talk about at least, or the very beginnings of Coachella, because by the time this comes out, we will have the full weekend. There's going to be something incredible happening that we didn't cover on this episode, because that's how it works with us.
Always.
We're going to hit end and then somebody's going to come out as a surprise guest. And that's how this works.
Editor note, Taylor Swift was spotted at the Dom Dalla set with Travis Kelce. The taste, I might have to stan.
Raise your hand if you're 2 weeks behind listening to the podcast.
Yeah, please do.
Because a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the girls are back out there in the desert.
Why does it feel like it's back?
It does feel a little bit like it's back, which is funny because people mocked the lineup and they were like, oh, no, it's a sleepy year. We're not that interested. But I do feel like it's a little bit back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the prices of the drinks?
No.
A Red Bull vodka, $22.
What?
But then weirdly,
you could buy like literally a bottle and a six pack of Red Bull with $22.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about anymore.
Yeah, I don't know about that anymore. But somebody posted the drink list. But then oddly, $2 for water.
As it fucking should be.
Oh, I agree. But
it should
like,
be $1.
But I am shocked that it's in the desert. It should be free. It's in the desert and it's at a festival. Like I go to the gay bar and I pay $5 to $7 for a water bottle. Like for sure.
Or like 15, that one place. We won't call that out.
We won't call that out. But I was charged the same as a cocktail.
For a little... A shot of water.
A shot of water. I am still shocked to this day.
That was appalling.
That was appalling.
I think they do it to steer people away from drinking because the girls don't know how to behave themselves. So what they do is they hike the price of the alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
To keep people from going to overindulge.
Yeah. Instead, they're just going to max out their credit cards and be that drunk.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll stop them either. But yeah, saw that. But anyway, the girls are back out to the desert. Now, the one thing that I don't seem to remember being as much of a thing as it is this year is the billboards. I felt like it's cool. I like this new thing because I feel like this is the first year I've been like, oh, the girls are all doing it. The artists are putting up billboards to promote their performances.
It's smart.
And they're usually really cheeky and funny. Either they're teasing something new, like Charlie XCX just had one that says Charlie plus Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina Carpenter, of course, there was something about Sabrina Carpenter's happy to make you come to Coachella or something like that. It was like very pornographic. That's like her thing, is like a sassy cheeky wink wink of like something sexy.
Did you see the Dom Dalla one? Sorry.
What is the Dom Dalla one? Let's hear it.
Literally just his smile.
Oh, well,
on a billboard. And I'm like, when you have teeth that look that fucking good, I'm like, oh my God.
When are we going to import it for your apartment? Just put it right over your bed.
Just gigantic billboard of Dom Dalla's smile. $10 million smile.
Stereogum posted some of them. Tyler, the Creator, just wrote text. He wrote, I would love to see all faces and not your phone lights. Okay. And take it for, I am the one who records every second of a concert.
Yeah.
But if you're at Coachella, that is being broadcast. Like, it is kind of silly because it's like, you will get a quality video of this experience. You don't have to.
And quality audio.
Yeah.
They ate the audio. Mm. It was so good.
I will say some of the performances, the videography did suck. So maybe you do take out your phone. But in that case where I'm like, I know this is being filmed for something, I think I wouldn't be quite as, because it's not going to be as good as the high quality Coachella video. Anyway, we also had Ice Spice doing, we love a Y2K throwback. She's on her, what's it called? Sidekick. A blinged out
those
sidekick.
Those are the days.
And it says, meet me at Coachella, kissy face, hashtag Y2K. That's apparently the name of the new album that she's doing.
Oh, did you see there was also the blow up Ice Spice driving around
yeah, I did.
New York.
I don't know what that's for.
I think it was for Alexander Wang.
Okay. Oh.
I don't know what that is.
Designer. Problematic.
Oh.
Interesting. Okay. Because
it had a bag and it was driving around.
Oh, that's a choice. There's also Sabrina Carpenter said, she's going to make you come, .. to her Coachella set. I'm loving that. We'll talk about
more on Sabrina later. Yeah. I have a lot to say.
Charlie was just Charlie and Troy.
Smart.
And then Lil Yachty wrote, it took Coachella 8 years to book me. Drag them. We have Camilla, who I think is not even performing at Coachella, who just did a graffiti CXOXO. Now, Renee Rapp gets my runner-up. She has, and this would be actually your billboard, good tits, big heart.
I'm kind of obsessed with this. Where the hell are these billboards?
Leading up to the performance.
This is like fun.
It's really fun. They're all like really cheeky, but my favorite.
And I would rather see that than like your shitty videos.
Yes.
From your, like, standing on your phone.
Yes.
I would rather see a photo in a carousel of like these.
These cool billboards. The number one for me, and I am biased, but Miss Lana Del Rey, the headliner.
This is good.
Wrote, has anyone else died for you? And underneath it says, Lana Del Rey, SNL, June 14th, 2012. And it's written like a Bible verse. There's a cross on it. I'm obsessed. I never thought she would reference it. She was panned. And actually, a Grammy committee voter went viral. You know how they reveal the Grammy voters' true thoughts in an anonymous report before the Grammys?
Oh, yeah.
One of them was a Grammy voter who wrote, honestly, I haven't taken her seriously since that SNL performance. The replies are always shocking that these are Grammy voters, that they, like, half of them are just like, I haven't really ever listened to her before.
Yeah, I haven't really taken you seriously since you snubbed Burlesque soundtrack. So take that, Grammys. How about that?
So I do wonder, because she reads her critiques and she reads things. I do wonder if that was a direct, like, response to
probably.
That. Because it is shocking that allegedly somebody important in the industry can't get over somebody's fumbling, you know, way over the top criticized debut performance. Like, get over yourself.
It's probably someone who won like spoken word.
No, it's like a Grammy. Oh no, I guess it could be a nominee, but it's usually like somebody who works in the industry. It's so fucking stupid. Anyway, that billboard ate. A lot of them did.
Art is what?
Pop?
Subjective.
Oh. Yeah, I really liked that, and I really don't feel like I remember that being like a Coachella thing.
No, I don't feel like I've seen. I mean, obviously, billboards have existed.
Yeah.
But it's like a fun new thing.
It is. Like, I definitely think people should continue to do
it. It's like Super Bowl commercials. It's like, what are we going to get this year?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And it lets you be funny outside of your album campaign.
Yes.
In like a less serious way.
Yeah, it's kind of unique. Like, to be able to mock a performance or be like sexual and funny. Just, yeah, it's cool. I like it. Or to tease new things. Like, I think the Ice Spice is a tease. Some of the girls are kind of teasing their new projects with them. So the Charlie and Troy, whatever that's going to be. I don't know if that's a collab or a whole album together or something. I don't know. We'll see. But I thought that was cool. And then, so the first night happened. Somebody who was getting a ton of press, actually, I've if you've seen, is the Chapel Rome performance.
No, I haven't
seen
yet.
She is getting this, like, who is this girl kind of reception that honestly makes me think like this is her pop off year, because people are in a panic about the mic is very much on and she's just like going off. So I think this was a great look for her. I think it's been going viral.
And people love to, you know, feel like
I discovered her.
Yeah. I felt that a lot this year. It like was almost like kind of underground, mm-hmm. bubbling under artists. We're getting really big sets and things like that.
Yeah, between her NPR Tiny Desk and this, I think she's getting a lot of attention. So that's really cool. There's also, what has popped up in my feed? AT's performed, the K-pop group. The headliner of the night was Lana. Did you see the intro?
I did.
That was fucking cool. She rode in on a motorcycle.
It was so her.
Very ride video. Just she, the glam, the beat. She looked incredible.
The honey colored hair. Yeah. I'm really into it.
Honestly, it was giving me like debut vibes. It was very her like iconic look, but just riding in and the girls assembling on the steps. I think she opened with Without You, which is a gag. I love that song, but
the Lana fans that I follow were fully living.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure I saw everyone saying, we're so back. Yeah. We're back.
Yeah.
She's back. And I'm like, all right, it seems like it's going over well.
She was definitely shaky and nervous at the beginning, and the mic was way too soft. And she even, like, sing-song dragged that. She's like, can you hear me? But otherwise, I thought she did great. She's, like, queen of Coachella without really even having done that before, like the headlining set, her whole aesthetic and everything. Like, yeah. And of course, we had Billie Eilish as the surprise for this week. I think somebody else is going to pop out next week.
Oh.
It's absolutely going to be Taylor Swift next week. Like,
I mean, the album's coming out
that week. The
album is
that week. They collabed. She,
oh my God,
dragged her on stage at the Grammys after she lost, made her stand there behind her. It was certainly a choice all around.
Choice. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. So Billy is like a day one stan and obviously has modeled her career around like Lana's aesthetic to a certain degree or sound, like the down tempo vibes of it all, and is like such a huge fangirl. So this was like this was the Britney Madonna kiss of sad.
That's bold. Whoa.
Sad down tempo girlies.
Oh, like, okay, there we go.
This was like a torch passing, a acknowledgement, a yeah, just and the fact that they both did their debut songs with each other. They both did Ocean Eyes and Video Games. I thought that was very clever. Like they both did their debut songs. That's pretty cool. And yeah, it was a very sweet moment. Love to see it.
I need to dig deeper into the Lana lore.
Especially because I am actually begging you. I want more Lana remixes, like a lot more.
I would probably have a field day with her
absolutely
discography.
Would. Like besides the Summertime Sadness remix, which she fucking hates, the Cedric Gervais one, I think it was, there can be better ones. And she, I mean, sort of like the Ethel Cain Robin mashup, like it's begging for Sad at the Disco vibes. It's begging for that.
I'm going to have to look that. I love her Bond song, 24 Hours.
Oh, right. Bond without actually being a Bond song.
Yeah. Well, I think it was a Bond scrap.
I know. God, I hope she gets it.
What else do I really love? Not Paradiso. I'm thinking Paradiso Paradise. Girls. Not Tropico. That's a video game. What's the one, the movie?
Yeah, Tropico.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm thinking of Tropico 4 that I have on Xbox. Oh my God. I'm obsessed with that whole era.
Yeah. Honestly, if you remixed like Gods and Monsters or...
Oh, I love Gods and Monsters.
Yeah, like I could see it.
Oh my God.
I could hear it.
Someone told me that I need to get an agent so I can actually start getting official shit.
Well, that too. That's another conversation. But yes, I agree. Anyway, yes, you should dive in because I do think you would like listen to it differently, thinking about it in a remix way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm still very much in like a Kacey Musgraves mood. Oh. So like I feel like I could easily dip into the well of Lana now.
You could her yes.
Yeah.
Her Coca-Cola tasting pussy.
Oh, you I could love that line.
Could dive into that. The cool, refreshing waters.
Oh, wow. Well,
speaking of sad girls.
Yeah. The monsters are certainly sad after this past week because...
Happy and sad at the same time. Well, okay. So we've got a friend named Stephanie.
We do. We love her here.
We do. She suffers from migraines.
She's back with another Nurtec ad, except this time she's serving Kvant. Like, why is she eating this hard for a migraine commercial? Like, Serena Williams, I think, also did Nurtec or something, uh-huh. and you would always see it, like, in the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. It would be like, while I'm getting ready, you know, you never want to get hit with a migraine at the worst time. And it's like her playing tennis, but it's, like, cozy and cute.
Yeah.
Gaga is, like, fully serving in this.
Put your fucking pills up, little migronsters, because...
Migronsters!
She's here, and she's getting that big pharma check, and she's eating.
What the fuck happened to Chromatica Ball DVD? What the fuck?
I don't know what to tell you about any of her career at this point.
That's true, too, actually.
Musically, I should say. Because right now, we are thoroughly in the Nurtec era, which has been fruitful. We've got the new commercial. We also have the memification of this. You put one in the doc that I love.
Oh, my God. So
it's actually combining the next thing we're discussing.
Yeah. So there is, we'll post this on Instagram. I feel like this has to go in the carousel this week.
Yes.
It is a Joker 2 commemorative popcorn bucket, but they just took a Nurtec box and made a popcorn bucket out of it. It's so funny.
So fucking funny. Yeah. So the other part of this week was we had the Joker 2 trailer premiere.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix, Gaga, Harley Quinn, and the Joker himself. Now, I know you don't know any of the lore, but did you have any takes on this?
Okay. I have to confess something here.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Why did I watch this? And I was like, wait a minute. Why am I like really into this? Okay, hear me out. One, I love anything that's set in New York automatically.
Okay.
Like anything that is New York,
mm-hmm.
I'm in. But part of me is thinking, like, what if her character, like, you know how she, how do I say this? It's complimentary. I like it, but I don't want someone to think I'm being shady. Okay, so she is like very much this jazz and piano. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be a singer. Like, what if her character is almost like, seeing the world, like we saw life through like Britney colored glasses, mm-hmm. for how long, right?
Yeah.
She is seeing life through this like musical, uh-huh. lens.
Yeah.
So what if that is playing into like the madness of it all, like the madness, yeah. of her character is that life is a musical.
Totally.
And I'm like, wait, now this makes sense. Cause at first I'm like, why the fuck are they singing everything?
Yes.
But I'm like, if it's coming from her POV, that's kind of cool. Did that make any sense?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Because in the first one, he sort of imagines a relationship with his neighbor. So people are worried that like she's also a hallucination / delusion, but this is an actual character in the universe, so I don't think they're going to do that. But I do like your idea that like this is her delusion or this is her perspective on the world.
Like she's falling in love with this, yeah. this character who's evil,
yeah.
but she's giving it rose-colored glasses, yes. by Kelly Rowland.
Stream it now.
She's looking at it through a different lens by just imagining everything is this like beautiful, mm-hmm. musical, essentially.
Yes.
And I'm like, wait, why am I kind of into this?
I think you have to see the first one.
Okay, I'll watch it.
You absolutely do, because like you won't. It seems like it's pretty much starting where the last one stopped, like pretty immediately. So it would give you a lot of context, and it would also help you understand like the tragic story of his character and the things that he does.
Yeah, I know nothing.
Yeah, it's a dark.
I'll look it up.
It's a dark film.
And like also the clown of it all, like I feel like it's
Harleen is serving clown.
She is really into this role.
Yes.
You can tell.
Yeah, she probably went to we're going to hear she went to clown school or something.
Yeah.
She's definitely going to be like, I spent 6 months honking a nose and
There's a clown convention.
Oh, yeah. They're serious about clowning.
I saw, do you follow New York Nico?
No.
One of my favorite follows. If you're in New York or just in general, it's like a really good follow.
Okay.
But he went to the clown convention. And it's literally like a clown school.
She's clowning. She's gooning and clowning all over the place for sure in this teaser.
I am like so excited, actually. And I was shocked.
And I think they gave us just enough. There was a lot of it in the trailer that we've already seen through paparazzi photos. They didn't give away so much because we've seen those scenes like through the paparazzi photos. So that's cool too.
Yeah, I'm excited for this press tour.
Yes, I'm very scared of it.
And I watched the House of Gucci interview where she says, I don't trust her.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to get the full context.
Okay.
She was like trying to avoid her while they were... Yeah. She was scared she was going to show up. And like, yeah. I'm like, wait, why did I miss this whole...
She did not speak to the woman that she portrayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she's somewhere living with deep, deep regret.
She loves a complicated woman.
She is one herself.
She sure is.
Because where is that fucking Chromatica Ball DVD?
It's buried somewhere deep, deep underneath a bottle.
Joanne's.
Of Nurtec. Yeah.
Well, speaking of New York City landmarks.
Oh, yeah?
Shout out to Aiden the Re-Up on X. Another great follow, by the way, who tweeted a screenshot of Sonia Morgan's townhouse, which is in the Joker trailer.
My question, does Sonia Morgan exist in the DC extended universe? And is she in Joker 2?
That would be hilarious.
It really would be. I would live.
What if they used her townhouse to film interiors?
They might have.
Because it, I mean, she rents it.
Yeah.
That would be so funny.
And the two of them are like killing all the assistants.
Yeah. It's basically when Alex McCord showed up in that like bondage dress. And Sonia was like, out of my house. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
And Luann was like, huh, I would have kicked her out just for the dress. Okay. Oh my God. That is. Do you remember when Bravo did the Little Mermaid commercial?
Oh, yes.
With
How could
Luann?
I forget? How could I forget?
If I was working there right now, I would be like, who are we getting for the Joker 2?
Yeah. Yes.
Promo?
Yeah. Absolutely. Luann as the Joker.
As Harley Quinn.
Or Harley Quinn. Or both.
Literally?
Yes.
Oh my God. There's an idea there.
Sure is.
Well, we will have to wait. When does it come out?
I want to say
November.
November, yeah. October, November or something.
Also, saw that Wicked did another press event too.
Oh, yeah.
I have another hot take that I wanted to share.
Oh, no.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but why did I see the paparazzi video? Oh, see what you did there? Yeah. Why did I see the video of Ariana and SpongeBob and think that they actually were like a really cute couple together?
Well,
I was like, wait, I see it.
Musical theater nerds, they're just peanut butter and jelly together.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
It's BS, BFGF.
It's because it's nice to see her with her brother.
That's the... Have I ever told you my saying?
What?
BS, BFGF.
What is that?
Brother, sister, boyfriend, girlfriend.
What?
Where it's like a couple looks so much alike.
Oh.
Where they look like siblings, is but it just like works.
Yeah.
Not like actual, you know...
Well, it's definitely a striking resemblance. So.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, wait, I see it.
Yeah, no, I get it. Not that I shouldn't say I get it, but I see it and I get it for them.
Yeah.
Theater dorks. Well,
yeah.
They just got too close on the set. What can you say? Love sprung.
Well, from the big screen to the silver screen, everybody, speaking of horror. My new season of my TV show is back. Chucky is back on Sci-Fi, not sponsored. But there is a scene in the premiere episode or like, I don't know what. First of all, why is Chucky old?
I would ask you that because I thought you'd been following it.
I'm behind.
Oh, well, there's some reason.
Yeah, I started season 3, but this was a little bit of a spoiler.
Okay.
Old Chucky is watching TV and... M3GAN is on one of the channels.
Mm-hmm.
Chucky flips out.
Drags her.
And calls her M3GAN.
Little bitch, she stole my moves. Fuck you, M3GAN.
I've
never heard anyone else say it like that except
us. I'm scared. They're listening. They're taking ideas. I feel like it's going to be like the plot of the, I think there was a Twilight Zone episode or whatever where, oh no, it was a Black Mirror episode where the things we are saying are coming to life.
Yeah.
Every week. The next episode of Chucky, he's going to take a bottle of and kill somebody with Nurtec. I'm scared, but this was actually literally you.
Literally
calling her
me?
M3gan and then
old looking.
Yeah, ate her up. But this also tells me, like, macro level, that they are in cahoots in some way, clearly, that they wanted to do promo for Megan and they allowed it. So I do think this showdown is going to happen.
It's setting up for something.
Yes.
Because he's not happy that M3gan is getting all of the attention mm-hmm. as a killer doll.
Yes.
He's like, no, it's me.
Yeah.
So we need to get him some, like, MDNA skincare.
We do. He needs the rose mist real bad.
Yeah. He needs the MDNA rose mist.
He really does.
And then he's going to come for M3gan.
Honestly, this is why SPF is so important.
Yeah, he looks rough.
He does. I don't know what aged him, but something happened.
The pandemic.
He's tired of waiting for Normani's album.
I'm excited for whatever this is.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, I think it's time we segue out of horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything for this. Oh, also, did you see that preview for that movie? The killer, like, vampire ballerina.
Oh, I think...
What's her name? Abigail?
Oh, yes. And Melissa Barrera's in it?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. I haven't watched it yet, but yeah.
It did look interesting.
Yeah, I think it probably will be.
I'll see it in 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. Put it on the list.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
And I see that one gay.
Delta work for Paper Magazine, everybody.
I mean, a dream come true, this photo shoot.
It's so good. The set design is so funny.
It's so smart and very inside jokey because it has like little references to her. Yes, Delta Work did a photo shoot for Paper. It's a match made in heaven. They understand the assignment.
And the profile is really good. Did you read it yet? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called The Gospel According to Delta Work, which love. And it's just a company. It's literally her thing of high low kind of thing. It's like glam outfits and like shitty environments. Her sitting at the table with the Diet Coke under the table is so good. The baby rocker.
It's very much the rant about wanting a house.
Yeah, it actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her with a power tool. It's just good. And her looking camp right in the eye with the mirror, I loved. But yeah. And then the one with the microphone is very her addressing the gay with the Zara top in the front row.
Literally.
Just very happy and excited to see that happening. We love Delta Work. We love the pod and always think that she should be getting more love. So this was very well deserved.
Her song with Boy2K just surpassed 100K streams.
Oh, wow. Love.
So... Yes. A chanteuse,
mm-hmm.
a ranter,
yes.
a paper magazine star.
On the up. Love to see this. Was very cool.
We also have Megan Thee Stallion for Women's Health Magazine.
Yes, bearing all.
Literally like Ariel the Stallion.
Body, oddy, oddy, if you will.
Like serving.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually no fashion.
Yeah, there's actually no fashion in this now that I just realized.
Yeah. But like Ariel, if she slayed harder.
Yeah, she looks great. She talks about her mental health, her physical health. It's women's health, so that's the stuff they talk about.
Health. Yeah. I could listen to her talk forever.
Yeah, very entertaining.
I need her on Very Delta.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
I feel like they would have a good conversation.
They definitely would.
But anywho, Megan Thee Stallion did a panel for Adweek.
Oh, that's where it was, in Adweek.
And she said that her favorite app on her phone is Pinterest and that she only has TikTok and Pinterest on her phone.
A little bit of a millennial girly.
Yeah, and that she deleted everything else off because she doesn't want to see it. And she was like, I have Pinterest on my phone because I get to control what I see.
Smart.
And I was like, I never thought of it like that.
Pinterest is just like being in your own personal museum. Like, it's like you just curate what you want to see. I get that a lot. TikTok is obviously an addiction. And
yeah.
But you can really curate your FYP to be inoffensive to you and a safe space in a way. You just don't look at the comments.
Right.
Because, yeah, you just don't look at the comments on the internet in general. If I know anything to be true.
I got, he looks like an older James Charles. This week.
That would set me back. It would set me back.
Death to all of them.
I don't see it.
I don't see it, though.
Where?
Like, she's not a redhead.
No.
So, I don't know. I don't know if that's their only point of reference because they're Gen Z and they can only think of, like, three gays who do video stuff. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll take it, though.
There you go.
I've been called Chucky, Jimmy Neutron. Mm-hmm. Because of my hair, which, like, I'm 30, almost 36, and I still have a full head of hair. So, like, make fun of that all you want. Some of you 20-year-olds can't say the same. Fucking come for me again. That's not an insult. I actually love the Jimmy Neutron one.
Mm-hmm.
Older James Charles.
That's added to the list.
Yeah.
And then that one football player.
Oh, yeah, Andy. Oh, yeah. You look like Andy Dalton. If he didn't have muscles.
If he didn't slay.
Yeah. What was it? It was.
Yeah, without muscles
it was,
or something.
Oh,
like
you
that.
Look like that footballer, Andy Dalton, if he didn't have muscles. Thank you.
I never want or receive well a, I thought this was you.
Yeah.
It's never good news for me.
I didn't post this one, but did you see the tweet that went viral on gay Twitter? That was the redhead with the fade, and it was like, this queen just called me. Oh my god, what was it? And someone sent it to me and they were like, wow, T. Kyle,
wow,
like, I didn't
you really
know you acted
were in
London.
Out. Yeah,
I'll have to find that one.
I didn't see that one. I know that I just, when I tweet and it starts going past the 1K likes, I mute it because it's never going to be good. It's going to turn on you. The quote tweets are going to get turning into think pieces. I think
yeah,
I
they
did
always
one,
turn at some point.
They do. I did one tweet about Drag Race after the lip sync Lollapalooza, and now it's at like 5 or 6K, and I immediately muted because I was like, I knew that people agreed with me, but I just don't want to. I don't want to look. You just don't look.
Yeah, we love engagement.
At what cost?
Well, in what is probably the biggest high fashion editorial of the week.
Yes,
Rihanna has done Interview Magazine.
She sure has, and quite the accompanying interview in Interview Magazine. But to start, we've got this cover in which she's a slutty nun.
I feel like she's kind of giving Madonna.
Yeah, for sure.
This.
Yeah.
Like it reminds me of like boxer Madonna with the wig. And I don't know if that was the reference, but like to me, it was paying homage to Marilyn/Madonna.
There is, so the photographer Nadia Lee Cohen, it is an homage to it.
Nadia Lee?
Nadia Ali, I wish. Nadia Lee Cohen. Oh. It's like a direct pull from an image from the 60s. I gotta pick it up because once you see it, you'll be like, oh, this was the original shot.
Oh, I love that.
So the photographer takes 60s and 70s references a lot, like the Kim, the Lana, and
the graphic design was so good. And that,
I love the aesthetic.
Yeah.
So this is a direct
typography.
Recreation, pretty much. Yeah. I know. I love the typography so much.
Now everything is just like curls. And that one script font that everyone who gets married uses. You know?
I do know.
Like, anyway.
There is that one. And Papyrus.
Avatar, the movie, used that.
Yeah. Well.
And Edible Arrangements also used Papyrus.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
But a divisive photo shoot, I would say. Some loved, some hated. Not divisive in the way of, like, this offends me. Some people, I'm sure, offended. But some of it is, like, very unflattering, intentionally sort of like left of center artsy vibes.
I mean, when you're that flawless, like you can.
Yeah, she can push the limits. My favorite one was the one with the pen right over her. That yes. one is, that's the one for sure.
That felt the most her.
Very unapologetic. But inside, she talked to interviews Mel Ottenberg about everything. I mean, he's been with her so long. He styled her for shoots and everything. And they have a really tight relationship, clearly, because she fucking drags him constantly and keeps him on his toes about his interview questions. It's a really candid interview. We get the most we've ever gotten about her relationship with ASAP, about her babies, about where she's at with her career. Like, it's really insightful.
This was one of my favorite reads from a celebrity, because I feel like even though it wasn't recorded and it's not a video,
hear it.
I feel like I can hear her responding. And it was just, I was cracking the fuck up.
It's still Rihanna. Like, it's still, like, that is her. Like,
yeah.
That is why we love. So many highlights.
I pulled so many quotes that absolutely sent me. So the first one I just felt like was very me.
Yeah.
Where she's asked what her baby's first word was, and she just says, hey.
She explained later that she said to get attention, she's like, hey, 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 or something, and the baby caught on.
And sang it back to her.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's nice that your babies are getting new music. What about us?
Exactly.
How about that? While she's backstage doing a private concert for rich people.
Right. Well, of course.
Billionaires are not ethical, but Rihanna, I love you, so it's fine. You can do free shows.
I saw a tweet that was like, everyone has their own personal comfort billionaire.
Rihanna.
Yeah, right.
That's literally it. She's the only one that I'm fine with being a billionaire. Anyway, another quote. What else is in this diaper bag?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's not classify this as a diaper bag. This was a diaper bag. This is a YSL mini duffel.
I can't.
But then she really gets into the bravo of it all.
She's really watching.
She is. And she always has.
She always has.
I feel like we've talked about this where, like, we would look at her Instagram follower, who she follows.
Yeah, and we would know which housewives she actually stands.
Wait, we need to do an update because we did do this a while back. I don't know when it was, but we were talking about Salt Lake City, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she followed Mary Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone, we are going to do a 2024 Bad Gal Riri update onto who she is following. She's following Dorinda. She is following Luann. Oh, she follows the I've Had It podcast. Taste. I feel like she's following a lot more people now.
She probably wants the tea on everybody.
Simone.
Oh, yeah.
She follows Whitney Rose still. Heather Gay. Okay, so she's still... Imagine getting followed by Rihanna.
I would not know.
Like, what would you do if you just got a notification that was like, Bad Gal Riri with the same icon that she's had forever?
I would just stop posting.
Yeah, same. Like, when Serena Williams' husband followed me, I was like, I never want to post again.
Yeah, it's over.
I'm like, I'm too embarrassed.
Well, that's how I feel. I mean, clearly I'm not very embarrassed on Instagram, but... Sky Ferreira following me has constantly put me in a panic for years.
Oh, but Dani Minogue likes your thirst traps.
Oh, then that's fine. Like,
yeah,
I know that
Dani
would be like, but like Sky, I'm always like, everything is embarrassing. I'm sorry.
She has plenty of other things to worry about.
She does. Let's get that next album out.
Oh my God. She follows Tiffany Pollard. She follows a lot of drag queens. I love her so much. I just want her to come back. I mean, she hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah, she's here. She's just watching TV.
Anywho, so we know that she watches Bravo, and she's asked about Salt Lake City, the finale. And she said, I mean, if Tom Sandoval can come back, Monica should definitely be able to come back.
Well,
she spilled.
Didn't she spill all over her YSL mini duffel?
I really want to know if Rihanna has seen my finale megamix. That went crazy viral.
If she likes Bravo,
Instagram.
She's seen something that you've done. She absolutely has.
I would faint.
It's like not even a question. Like, of course she has. Keep on serving. Definitely.
Oh my, that's all I need to know. I need to go to my grave just knowing if Rihanna has seen something that I've made. Mm. She doesn't, she unfollowed Meredith Marks. Oh.
Oh.
Hmm. Anyway, so then she starts talking about Beverly Hills. She basically thinks that Kyle Richards is a lesbian.
That was a shocking admission. Which is like
kind of iconic. And Mel tries to bring up the psychic, like Alison Dubois. Says, we were talking about this earlier, and he reminded me that the psychic said, and Rihanna interrupts and says, man, stop. I'm not getting into that, you messy bitch.
Crazy.
And then she is asked about her Twitter.
R.I.P.
One of my favorite tweets of yours that I can't find is the one that says, life's a bitch and her pussy wet. Does that ring a bell? To which Rihanna says, did you delete that, Carolyn? Who is her social media manager?
Carolyn shaking. And then it turns out she did.
Yeah.
Lost. Luckily, we still have the bangers, like Good Luck Booking That Stage You Speak Of. When she told...
Unapologetic is still there.
I was working at the company where Celeb Buzz was when she tweeted, your pussy's way too dry to be riding my dick like this or whatever it was. We were there when it happened, and the whole office went up, like, freaked the fuck out. It was so funny.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. But as she said, you know, I've had to become, like, a silent troll. So sad, but it is true. Like, she just...
Where does she silent troll now?
Oh, she probably has a killer Finsta or something. Or she's just literally, like, user 5837 telling you to kill yourself on Twitter.
She probably is.
Oh my God, she probably is.
Or like Sis You Ate. Like she's probably has a fan account she just hypes everyone up. She's Reality Von Teese.
Probably.
Rihanna Von Teese.
Oh my God. She is Monica Garcia Brazil.
She literally is. Oh, this is so fascinating to me.
It is.
She was then asked about LA. So what's the best part about LA? Rihanna says... My gynecologist, truthfully.
Honestly. She said that she finds the doctors better in LA. She like went on this whole thing about the doctors and finding care in LA. It was like, all right, work.
Yeah. Yeah. But said she likes New York more.
Yeah. Well, we said she has taste.
Yeah. And the interview ends with her just saying, fuck off, Mel. To which she says, there you have it, people. It's just, it was one of the best reads.
It was. It really was.
It also reassured me that she's still enjoying being Rihanna, the pops, like
whoever
celebrity,
she is.
You know, like the celebrity of it all.
Yeah. And she was honest even when he said, he was basically like, I don't want to ask the question, but everyone's going to tell me to ask the question, like music. And she gave an interesting answer this time. I mean, it's still no better, but she was basically like, for some reason, I'm seeing visuals before I'm seeing music. So I have ideas for visuals and I'll have to make the music to match it. And at least that was like, that's at least we know where her mind is rather than just like, it's coming soon, whatever. Like, that's interesting that you're even thinking if it's true.
I think it is.
I think so, too. At least it was honest.
And I feel like it comes from the Fenty fashion shows.
Definitely.
Because like you would score... a fashion show, like you would see a visual and then score it.
Yeah, I think she would want to. I think she is approaching it from that view now, doing something so visual as fashion.
Ugh, I hope, because that BPM is like tit shaker, catwalk. I'm just begging for someone in the Rihanna camp to call me.
You're begging for anyone to call you.
I am. I am.
Well,
I've got a couple months left and I'm fucking broke, baby. So
the phone's going to ring and it's going to be someone. It's going to be something.
I've been putting my shit out. I had my little meta call this week.
Oh, yeah.
The little creator call. Where they tell you what to do. They analyze your page and they talk to you for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So
that's cool. Things will materialize.
Exactly.
New eclipse, new era.
I hope something. Well, I'm sharing more on Reels now since TikTok mutes everything, but we can give her some airtime still in a section that we like to call
TikTok Talk.
There is a song that is trending by Jane Bell. The song is called Mother Eight. The lyric is, Crazy how the very first sin was a woman who ate.
Crazy how the very first sin was a woman who ate. She chose her fate and she said no to heaven's gate.
I am obsessed with this.
It's the perfect TikTok sound.
It is camp.
Camp. It's also true.
I mean, well, because does everyone know who she's talking about?
Why don't you tell everybody who that is?
She's talking about Eve from Adam and Eve.
She is.
I don't really know the full story,
but fucking apple.
Yeah, there was an apple tree and a snake.
Fucking snake.
A snake comes down and is like,
snake was a narc.
The flavor. Yeah. Do you want a little of this? And she's like, okay. And she takes a bite out of it. And then I forget.
God was like, girl, I said not to eat that fucking apple.
Yeah. But isn't it weird how he like punishes her by like making her have a baby?
Yes.
Isn't that the story?
The Bible's very weird.
Yeah. It's like Adam is like, now you have to work for the rest of your life.
If you actually read it, it's shocking. Like,
yeah.
Also, everyone is living for 700 to 900 years in the Bible. It's,
oh my God, that's so many Dua Lipa album cycles.
So many. That talk about radical optimism. It's just like, all right, let me die already. I just can't.
And all because they ate an apple.
Well,
anyway, so Adam is forced to a life of working. She's forced to have babies. And then I forget what happens to the snake. It just like dies.
Yeah, I think
so. So that's where the ate comes from, because she ate the apple.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm obsessed with this lyric.
Legends Only Explains the Bible. New series coming.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Well, some of the girls have been using this. I don't know if you've watched the Teletubbies. I think, who else? What other brand? The Care Bears. They've all been using Mother 8. It's really funny.
It's so good.
It is.
Also, I did some deep diving. She is a college student.
Oh.
And just, this is like her first thing.
Wow.
Which is brilliant.
It is.
And she's like, oh, I'm just trying to pay through school and this is fun and I love pop music.
It really is. Come up with a witty one-liner and put a beat on it.
It reminds me of early Kesha.
Yeah.
Like early Kesha would do something like this would be a TikTok lyric.
Yeah.
Meaning like the song TikTok.
Right. After she birthed TikTok.
Yeah. So I stan, we support. The artist is Jane Bell. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to shout out on the subject of funny songs, my friend John Hill, a friend of the pod, loves us. So he just put out a song. I heard this at his live show. It is a pop rock version of the Tiffany Pollard rant about Gemma Collins. And he did it live, and it was so fucking catchy. And he has now recorded it in a studio, and it's called Gemma Pretty Much I. But, like, it is so fucking, the melody on it is so fucking catchy.
I heard it on TikTok, and I didn't think it was real. Like,
Yeah.
She does not have the vernacular that she thinks she possesses. Pretty much I, but not Gemma
though, that she is back. Come on.
Why is it literally a Matchbox 20 song? Like, it's closing time. It's like from the
early... It is
early,
literally like the Click 5.
Yes.
Like, this would be on Laguna Beach.
Yes.
And this is Ryan Cabrera.
Yes. They're playing this as you, like, walk out of the baseball game. And like,
it's so... The basically...
Yeah, this is a very clever interpretation of an iconic rant. Yeah.
As Jane Bell would say, eight. Crazy how the first sin was an F word who ate. But yeah, no, I love John. John has the Serious show with Andy Cohen, if you guys did not know. So give him a follow. Very, very funny. Also this week, we have Madison Beer going viral again with Make You Mine.
Okay. I've been trying to figure this out. I have seen this happening. I don't understand.
There's nothing to understand, which is why that's why it's funnier.
It's like the ultimate troll.
Yeah. So people just film themselves like selfie style staring. And then they write these captions that are like make absolutely no sense.
No sense.
But it's just the start of Make You Mine. And that's it.
Yes.
So there's no trend. but it is going viral, which is hilarious.
The captions are just like, I wish I could do this, but I'm a mother now. And
yeah, they're
but you try and find out what the actual...
The captions are referencing a trend that doesn't exist.
Yes.
It's like, I tried to do this trend, but I don't want to be embarrassing because I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
And it's like, but what's the trend? There's no trend.
It's genius. And I hope Madison is raking in all of the cash from this. A trend about a trend that doesn't exist. I love.
Yeah.
And yeah, Make You Mine is a bop. So we're happy that people are hearing it.
In whatever way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And on the subject of having your phones out, there is a brand new mobile game, not sponsored. This sounds like we're going to an ad. I promise it is not. Apparently, Billboard is coming out with a new mobile game called the Hot 100 Challenge, which will let fans predict the peak position of songs on the Hot 100 to win prizes. The player with the most points will win $25,000 cash, which is great because that will get you one ticket to a concert.
Yeah. That'll get you a nosebleed.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm trying to see. So I don't know if it's Billboard doing it. It's predicting the Billboard Hot 100, but I don't know if it's from Billboard.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't link to anything that's... I don't think it is, because honestly, I think it would be problematic if...
That's what I was thinking.
Because then labels would... I don't know. There's some sort of conflict there. So there is a mobile game that is being developed, it sounds like, based on the Hot 100.
Got it.
Like gambling like apps and stuff like that on horse racing and stuff.
Oh, right.
So this would be betting on the Hot 100 challenge. I would love... There needs to be a chat room in that app, and it needs to be just Pop Crave replies. And it would be deranged. Just people shouting, Camilla over, we been new.
Yeah.
Like, tanked.
Nikki could never.
Mustin. Explain in Pop Crave terms. So fucking funny.
I mean, it's kind of smart. And like, if they link links to listen to the song. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that. That's product development. Someone can pay me to give them that idea.
You need to get that call.
Yeah, I need to stop giving out. Someone did text me and they said, you actually need to stop.
Yeah.
And I was like, but then what am I going to talk about? Otherwise, I'm not like, that's like what I get most excited talking about.
You got to journal it.
Today in pop history.
Today, I ideated about Billboard.
Yes, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
With that. But before we get into the actual new music that is charting this week, shout out to all of our supporters over on patreon.com/legends.
Holy.
That was beautiful.
It really was.
If you love this podcast, if we make you laugh and you would like to support us directly and listen to bonus episodes every single week, including the after show, as well as dozens and dozens and dozens of back catalog content from the last 4 years, you can subscribe at patreon.com/legendsonly. Or you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It would help us out in the algorithms of the world. Yeah. But let's get into the actual new music of the week, shall we?
Yeah. Well, let's cover the biggest news story.
Yep. Katy Perry. She's getting ready to debut this new era. And I think she should cancel it and pack it up because
it's over.
Peppa Pig has done a cover of Roar on her show.
Peppa.
Yeah.
outsold the original with ease.
Why kind could of ate her Peppa up. Like do a spoken word like trance track though? Like I was listening to that and I was like, wait, if she like just spoke and like did some like emotional spoken word about like life changes and put it over a trance beat, like
we're gonna get a Peppa Pig T-Kyle remix before the end of the year.
Like of what?
Some line from the show.
What's whistling anyway?
Yes, honestly. you're going to watch the special with Mrs. Leopard.
Oh my God.
Mrs. Everyone's Leopard like, is going to say something that's going to have you in a chokehold and you're going to take it. And
if I watch.
You'll cry.
Peppa, why? Did you say?
I think you'll cry. I think it's going to have like an emotional moment and you will cry.
If I come on this podcast admitting that I watched the Peppa Pig movie with Mrs. Leopard before I watched.
Oh yeah. Like all any of the other, classics. Like
before I watched First Wives Club.
Sometimes it just happens.
True.
It just might pop up on whatever, I don't know, somehow.
Update on the movie list for everyone. I almost watched Anaconda because it was trending.
Yep.
Did you see it was like trending number two on
I did not
Netflix
see that.
Or something?
Oh.
I forget. Anyway, I don't know where this conversation was going, but...
I don't know, but...
The thought went through my mind of Peppa doing a very... inspiring song set to some trance music.
You can make it happen.
I'll figure something out.
You always do.
I did my first SponCon on not TikTok Talk right now, but
oh,
for
yeah.
Vanderpump Villa. Mm-hmm. 1.4 million views on TikTok. There we go. To the person listening, who I know you are, you tell me that I need to share that more. So I just did.
It worked.
So don't send me a scathing text this week telling me. No, I appreciate it. It's like, it's good feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I need to stop talking. I feel like I'm talking too much this episode.
I mean, this is what we do. We talk.
I know.
Well, all right. I'll take over here.
Yeah, take it over.
Okay. I would like to talk about my favorite song of the past week and my unofficial theme song for Miami this time around, which is
Slay!
Kalani's After Hours.
Slay!
Bop.
I love this. This is
hits bouncing.
This gave me the first whiff of summer. This was like, I saw hope. I saw like the optimism of summer night out. Ugh. So Kalani's back. I believe this is the first song in 2 years. She had first started previewing this on TikTok. I remember there was like a little snippet and it was like, oh, wait a minute. We're going to the club. As it turns out, indeed, this is containing a sample of Nina Sky's Move Your Body,
Bop.
Which itself uses the coolie dance rhythm, which has been popularized in a lot of songs, but it's that instantly recognizable. Yeah. So Move Your Body is not even its own original. It's based on a even older track.
Oh. Have you seen that website, Who Sampled?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
that
like a...
That one's a fun deep
like
dive.
A gold mine, yeah. That's like crucial for checking up if your song is actually that you like.
Original or not. Well, speaking of Stephanie Jeremato, this week I was diving into the...
Oh, I saw
I signed up for new classes, everyone, as if I need to learn anything else.
Yes.
I started learning how to compose video game soundtracks. GoldenEye 007 on N64. Mm-hmm. There is a bird sound in the jungle episode that she literally samples in Babylon on Chromatica. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Literally that.
Yep. I did it actually.
I've heard that before. I'm like, where the hell?
I think it's like an egret or something. I'm not sure what the actual bird is, but I think it's an egret. Yeah. It's, and I've heard it used before. I remember when I heard Babylon, I was surprised because I'm like, I feel like you used a plugin that comes with the program. Because I think it's a common bird sound.
I mean, it has to be.
Yeah.
Because GoldenEye came out in like 95?
Well, drag her ass for using the free Fruity Loops song samples or whatever.
Yeah, it's got to be. There's that. And then there's also, and this was too niche to reference, but there is a scene from Beverly Hills Housewives with Carlton versus Kyle Richards.
Yeah.
And Carlton gasps and they dubbed over the Natalia death sound from GoldenEye where it's like, I can't do it. It's like, we watched it and then we were like,
there's certain audience some cheer kind of sounds joke. That you're like, wow, you just pulled that from the files.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Well, back to After Hours. Very excited. I was very devastated to miss. There was also a day after she released it, she threw an After Hours party in New York with Nina Sky from like 11 to 5 a.m. or some crazy thing. and she looked so hot. Like, this whole new era, I'm like very interested in. And she had a billboard as well for Coachella teasing a new album. I'm just really excited for this.
Oh, I'm perched.
And Lana played Kalani in the intro on the motorcycle. And Kalani commented on TikTok and said she actually asked me to be there and I couldn't do it, but she still played my song. She's a real one.
This is a potential mother.
This is, yes.
Yeah, I mean, this is like an instant press play. Tits are bouncing. I'm ready to go out.
I'm so into it. So into it. The other release I really want to call out is Miss Dana Paola, who is here with her album Child Star, which I have been loving and anxiously anticipating. I am a big Dana stan at this point, and the album just came out. The cover art is so good. The new song that's coming, the video for Atari, I think like that makes sense as the next single.
How like Atari.
Mm-hmm. Amor Acido, 222 Ecstasies. Like, there's so many good bops on this album. It's very dark and dramatic. It's very sexy, sort of kind of Vogue beats. There's dance beats. There's ballads. There's something for everybody on this. And yeah, Child Star is this whole thing about, she was a big telenovela drama TV as a kid. And now she's shedding that image and she's coming into her. This is her Can't Be Tamed, to be honest. Like, this is her, like.
Take notes, JoJo.
Take notes, JoJo Siwa.
I was a child star, but now my most important role is being a mother.
Well, she is mothering on this album. Yes. So shout out to Dana. And actually, the mothers continue mothering.
JoJo Siwa. No, we are going to get
into it.
Karma's a bitch. You should have known better.
Karma's in the after show.
Yeah.
Well, there's also a nasty girl.
Yes.
On our roster.
Everybody give it up for Tinashe.
She's incapable of not serving. Tinashe is here with a song called Nasty, and she's a nasty girl in this song. And the choreo, the video, just eating it up. It's just like, she just kills it every time. And this is a bop. And I especially the video just really sells it.
She's yeah, the video is really good.
Yeah.
Didn't she announce something about like a trilogy of EPs or something?
Yes. So we've got more music on the way from Tinashe. This is going to be, I guess, some sort of a BB. So her most recent studio album is called BB/Angel, Baby Angel.
The next
Don't Call Me Angel. The next part will be called Part 2, Quantum Baby. So this is the lead single from the second part out. She said to Paper that it was always intended to be a trilogy.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. She said, I wanted to release it in three parts just to give people a real sense of what every section meant and to really allow it all to marinate. Sometimes you create music and it just gets consumed so quickly. You spend years working on it. So I wanted to pace myself in how I was releasing and drop it in three parts. Very Robin Body Talk.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think I always say it was a very ahead of its time, and it was, but I do think it is such a good way to consume, because I agree. You drop the album, people are over it in a week. Not actually, but it is very easy to get swept up in things.
What are you saying about Eternal Sunshine? No. I'm kidding.
I am saying that I really need her to put The Boy Is Mine out as a single, actually. Right?
It's really grown on me.
That has to be the single. Anyway, to that end, I do think the girls should honestly do trilogy EPs and then like the compilation at the end. It made the Body Talk year so fulfilling. There was something always to look forward to. And it does make you care about the few songs rather than getting overwhelmed by the whole thing. I think it's smart. I think Tinashe's doing the right thing.
I think it also lets you be a little more experimental in your sound.
Definitely.
Like, you don't have to be like, oh, let me get 15 songs that sound cohesive.
Yeah, because like Robin did, the final Body Talk album does not include all of them. It just includes selected parts of all the EPs, because some of them were left lane songs that she didn't put on the actual. It's smart.
Didn't Christina Aguilera say she was going to be doing something like that? Where are they? Anyway, sorry to drag her in by her Voltaire hair. Did you see that new, she got a new
oh,
like
yes.
teased
a new
wig.
Unit.
Yeah. Well, My suggestions for the week, for the three of you who care, John Summit is out with his new track, Eat the Bass, which is a tit shaker tech house bop.
Crazy how the very first man was a man
who
ate. Crazy, <yeah. laughs> Crazy how the very first bass was a man who ate.
Yeah, literally. It's so good.
Got that EDM fix.
Yeah. Also, there's an artist that I just got into through the usage of Spotify Radio, not sponsored. Mm-hmm. Although, side note, if anyone at Spotify is listening, I saw the press release about that new feature where you are going to allow people to remix tracks and mash them up and officially release them exclusively on Spotify. Mm. If you need a beta tester, call me. Anyway, the artist is Wev, W-E-V. The song is called Circles. It's from his new album, Vibe. Like, sunset vibes, rooftop summer, tit shaky, video game, house inspired. Got really into it. Mm-hmm. Then I look up the Instagram. Hot.
You know, there's a common thing that like, threads all of these EDM men. Between
what?
You.
Oh, says the one. Oh, please. Don't even start with me.
I only listen to women.
I thirst over like three.
You do. You have a. You,
I have
you
like
do.
Three people that I'm thirsting over and like one in real life.
Oh.
So
there's one in. Wait, you're like a producer or a man?
A man. And all of it. Oh, and it's everyone's clutching their pearls. Oh my God. Wow. T. Kyle thinks that someone's hot. Oh my
fucking
God.
Slut.
Oh, please spare me. Meanwhile, I'm just waiting for like Grindr to just go like. Bloop, bloop. Okay, so let me find a photo.
No, that's the thing. I actually talked about this in therapy. I didn't do anything in Miami, like anyone.
Oh, that's a shocker.
It, actually, I asked my therapist if it was a sign that I was severely depressed or just having a good time.
No, it means you were out like.
I, what? Yeah, it was like
you didn't
I
have time to be bothered.
Yeah, I just. Anyway.
Not bothered, but like, well, some.
I was filling my time doing other things.
Oh, my God. Well.
Anyway.
Okay, I'm going to show you a photo.
Oh.
And you're going to be like, oh.
Blind react to the producer or the man in real life?
The producer.
Okay.
Which now I feel weird telling everyone this because, like, I'm in his Discord. And
well,
I'm entering
it's too late.
I'm entering one of the remix contests. Whatever. I don't care.
Who cares?
If you're hot, you're hot. Like.
Yeah. That's...
What a... What a problem to have.
You have a type for sure.
You
have a type. I mean, but undeniably hot. But yeah, there's you've got a type locked down.
Yeah, there is a
definitely a big mustache renaissance in your world. For sure.
Wow.
Right? They're all mustache. Well, Dom Dala mustache, right?
Yeah. Huh. Now that you point that out, actually maybe.
Yeah. We're unlocking things here.
It's a game of guess who.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Love.
I also want to say something. I think that I am becoming a little carpenter after
yes.
this last week.
Rise up, little woodworkers.
Sabrina Carpenter is out with a track called Espresso. I watched the video. I fell in love with this track immediately on first listen. It is like sexy and Cavanti, but in it's like wrapped up in like sweetness.
Yep.
I love a jarring like song that's like, you know, fuck my pussy, you know, but like, or like Cobra, you know, like yes. I love like a Cobra song. But this is so good. It's like, yeah.
That's her thing. That's definitely like her signature trait is like.
It's like the nails emoji in real life is what
yes.
this, she reminds me of.
Totally. She's really like come into her own more than ever. I mean, Feather was also fantastic. And I feel like a lot of people took notice with Feather. But Espresso, I think, is going to be a song of the summer for sure. It's very cheeky, very self-confident. I'm that bitch.
Yeah, because that's the point. So Espresso, if you drink espresso, it's going to keep you awake at night. Mm-hmm. So that's what she's saying. It's like, you're so obsessed with me
yep.
that the thought of me is keeping you up at night.
Yep.
I'm obsesso with espresso.
I do. Unfortunately, you are canceled for that. Yeah.
I love the line, I'm working late. Because I'm a singer. Oh my God, it's so good.
I love it.
I'm a little carpenter now.
She's very clever with the rhymes and the references, and it's like silly and corny, but cute.
Yeah, it's Cavunty and cute.
I know I Mountain Dew it for you. Like, oh my God.
And after seeing her billboard, I'm like, oh, wait.
Oh, that's her whole thing. Yeah, that's what she does. And at the end of every performance of Nonsense, she makes up a final verse. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
And it's always pornographic, but cheeky. Like, hidden, sort of.
Oh, sometimes. I need to deep dive now.
Yes, you absolutely need to look up the Sabrina Carpenter Nonsense ad lib that she does at the end of live shows.
Because I'm like here for the entire look.
Oh, yeah.
It's giving, like Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She had the boots. I'm like, oh, my God, this is literally Baby Spice boots.
There are some articles, like, every time Sabrina Carpenter changed her Nonsense outro lyric. So, like, that you can look into that.
Okay. And she did the thing with the church and got, like, in trouble. Oh, my God.
Yes.
There's signs for espresso all through Hell's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, the flavor.
Come get your espresso.
Little whipped cream.
She would love that. Yeah,
she would.
Also, I might have mentioned it. She one time accidentally or intentionally came to one of our Britney nights at Soho House. She was there.
Oh my God. I wasn't a little carpenter then.
I know. It was like 2018.
Yeah.
2017 or 18. Just waltzed right in because it was Soho House and the people do, you know, flit around Soho House. So she was listening
to you DJ.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. I know.
If only I knew. Oh, well, if only I knew then what I know now.
I know. You need to get into some of the earlier bops like Paris and Thumbs. I'm a huge Thumbs stan as well. But that was like back in the, I'm shifting from Disney to whatever the, it's her Can't Be Tamed.
Oh my God. Okay.
Because.
Who else? Someone, Andrea is a big little carpenter,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to have to.
We will.
We're going to have to swap like references and I'm going to need someone to like fill me in.
She is part of the generation like after us of Disney girls. Like it was like Zendaya, Sabrina Carpenter. You know, there's like this whole new batch, Dove Cameron, of girlies who are now really coming into their own. I mean, Disney still delivers the girlies. They do their transition into the I'm a bad girl now. And it's like always a serve.
And who is the blueprint for that? Hillary Duff. But
she's tired.
I know.
So imagine if Hillary Duff did this.
If she had more fun with anything.
Yeah.
She'd
be like, no, I'm a mother.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh.
Anyway. I am officially a little carpenter. Get my hammers out, girlies.
Hammers up.
That's what they do, right?
And she wore a shirt during her Coachella set that said Jesus was a carpenter.
Oh.
Love.
Wait, I think I stan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, also kind of in the EDM world, there is a scrapped remix of Training Season by Dua Lipeep by Barlin Hofstad.
Mm-hmm.
He posted that, like, I don't know what happened, but I guess it was supposed to be official. Now he just, like, posted it.
Oh.
Another hot.
Well, there you go.
So.
A connection there. Well, speaking of Miss Peep.
Oh, my God. Wait. The mustache.
Yeah.
We might have unlocked something. Maybe that's what it is.
It was a real hard thing to unlock.
I don't know.
I think they all have mustaches. I think we've cracked this code. Mm-hmm.
That's a type.
That is a type.
I'm discovering my
mustache.
Type. Mustache makes
smiles
bops.
With mustache and makes bops. You know what? And if you feel those,
someone out there.
If the criteria, hit them up. Well, before we go, we do have one more release to discuss. In the vein of Miss Dua Lipa, right before Radical Optimism, we have Illusion, which is now the third single from the album, directed by Canada, I believe. The
overseas place?
Yes, the country itself directed Illusion, which really is a direct love letter, in my opinion, to Kylie.
Yeah, well, I was going to say it if you didn't.
But it's not in a way that I'm like,
no.
Offended, or this is just a ripoff.
It's referential.
Referential, yeah. For sure. And I believe it was shot in the same location as the Slow music video. So it's a combination of Slow and All the Lovers. Of course, the human pyramid of it all. The
Training Season sounds exactly like Real Groove.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I mean, Kylie. They literally collabed. She has done radio interviews. She says Kylie is a big influence and inspiration. It's not surprising. But yeah, this was a very like, oh, that's a reference. A gorgeous video. Like,
oh, it's so good.
They're like the best. It's different directors. They're part of a collective called Canada. I think they did physical. Like, I think they've done a lot of do it stuff, if I'm not mistaken. But I think visually this was, well, I do like Houdini too, visual.
Yeah.
But I think this is like the sleekest video of the bunch. She also is hanging from that thing like Miley.
Yeah. Was that green screen or did they actually... I couldn't tell, but in the video, but I'm like, did they actually hoist her up in that?
I don't know, because the Miley, you really could say, okay, surely that's green screen. And then, like, there has since been footage released that shows she really was dangling.
Scary. So,
I don't know. I don't know.
And the tower is very All the Lovers.
Yeah, that's the big All the Lovers. Yeah. I don't know why we're necessarily doing the hanging thing, because it's so close to the Endless Summer Vacation.
Want to know my theory?
Same creative team?
No, I think what they did in this video was they tried to take an element of every... I in my opinion, feel like they may have seen all of the feedback and they took an element from everything that we've seen and combined it into a video. So it's the hanging from the pole,
yeah,
like the training season cover, the water,
yep.
Endless Summer. Oh, I almost said Endless Summer Vacation.
Radical Optimism.
Oh, no, what's it called again?
Radical Optimism.
Yeah.
The
water of it all.
Yeah, there was a severe lack of shark attacks in this video, I have to say.
Yeah.
I just... and people were pointing out it was very aerial, like, in the sky, aerial work bitch.
Yeah.
But, like, literally the sharks. Like, where are the sharks?
I wish they... I think I said this in a past episode, but, like, I would have had the sharks attack her, but she comes out invincible.
Yeah, I just...
It's leaning into... Everyone like mocking her for the dancing and like
everyone's
people like me critiquing the various creative direction.
Yeah.
It's like the sharks can bite you, but you're going to come out of the pool still looking like she could have done something sleek with like her legs. And it's like you see the sharks just clawing at her, but they almost like she's porcelain.
Mm.
Like they can't, the teeth are just like,
oh,
I don't know. There's a visual there.
There is, because for it to be radical optimism, it is showing unbotheredness. But I wish there was conflict. Like,
yeah.
I wish it was triumph over something, like a shark, for instance, on the cover. Like, and it doesn't have to be a shark. I know I'm biased. I love sharks.
Piranhas.
But, like, in general, I mean, even the training season video, there's a little bit of, like, these men are sort of leering at her and she's unbothered by it. But I would like more conflict to illustrate radical optimism of, like,
why we're unbothered.
Yeah.
What we're radically being optimistic about.
And it does sort of sound
about.
Like the original treatment of that video of like cars crashing all around her and stuff and she's just fine or something. Just a little bit of spice to the idea of radical optimism.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just she's on vacation.
A serve.
And serving. It's fine. It's not that deep. It doesn't matter.
No.
And like, honestly, these are bops and it's another solid duo album of bops. But I think maybe that's like part of it is... It's just like, okay, serving.
Yeah, like it's like, I'm a little bored.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But
I think maybe
know.
If you were going to illustrate a story, it would be more exciting if there is obviously conflict or if there is some sort of challenge to the looking gorgeousness of
yeah.
it all.
Discourse, though.
The discourse has been crazy.
Like, I was like, wait, this is like really going way too far. Like, it ignited Stan Wars again.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's that serious, I guess.
Yeah, people, I mean, we are, this is what we do is, like, we deep dive and overthink things, but, like, it's fine if the visual isn't as cohesive necessarily as Future Nostalgia. It's not that deep, but the discourse about whether these are flops or good and stuff has been
it's wild.
So crazy.
It does remind me of, and I feel like there's a mix here somewhere, but the actual song, the it reminds me of Sweetest Pie, the ooh, it's the night of your life.
Oh.
It's the same ooh, but then if you take what she does in Hallucinate, where she's like,
it's definitely like Hallucinate's ooh. Cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the mix that I was hearing in my head is like, man, illusion. Like you could You could easily go into another.
Absolutely.
You
know, and I've had conversations with friends in the industry too about we as like pop nerds or people who are, I guess, more tapped in are maybe more confused or frustrated because of the messaging, which was like suggesting psychedelic and suggesting like
the kaleidoscopery of it all.
The kaleidoscopery. The general public doesn't know or give a shit.
Oh, no.
And so I think
they're still going off to Houdini.
Yeah, I think these are bops as usual. And so
it's the dual problem.
It's, I don't know. The discourse has honestly been like so wildly over the top for what it's actually giving that I'm like, I think we can just enjoy the bops.
It's harmless.
It's harmless. But also it's not that deep and that's okay. Again, if I had any critique, it would be like, let's really illustrate the radical optimism. But in the way, like Lorde kind of did that with going escaping to the beach with her own solar power. It was very like, and people didn't necessarily respond to that well either, about just the sunny, carefree vibe either. The moral of the story is people don't like to see women happy. And that's
that is true.
Yeah, it's kind of an unbothered era. Whereas Don't Start Now, there was breakup. There was, it was a kiss off track. It was a fuck you. There was a little more drama to it, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, like New Rules.
Yeah,
Very like women, like by.
Yeah.
Scared to Be Lonely with Martin Garrix. Oh my God, fucking bop.
I don't know. I just.
Know what I, speaking of the Sharks, and I was like, this is.
I always have time to speak about the Sharks.
Okay, so I was almost thinking, like, what if she did a visual, and this could be like an interlude for like a live show. Mm-hmm. This is also like extremely scandalous and like whatever. But like, what if the shark, like, what, she's leaning back on like a rock or whatever, and she's chilling, and the shark dips under, and you see her almost like emote, like she's being eaten out.
Oh. I love.
And like, it, like to me, that would give some kind of edge.
That definitely would give it some edge.
And then you see the shark just swim away, and it's edges, like, ah!
Edge is also a good word. It doesn't have to be conflict. It could also just be edgy.
Yeah, I need like, just a little, like a little bit of like a, oh! I want to clutch my pearls a little bit.
I agree with you. I think that is maybe just in general.
That was so inappropriate now that I'm actually thinking about
shark
it.
Shark eating out to a leap. You know,
and unbothered, but like I feel like there's like a, you wouldn't show it, obviously, but it's scandalous. It's like, oh,
that reminds me. There's a famous line in a terrible, I believe, it's Shark Movie 3, Megalodon. The writing, it's like notorious among the Shark Movie fan community. The scientist is like talking to this woman, and he just goes, "How about I take you home and eat your pussy?"
What
comes out of nowhere.
Hello, how are you?
And I think that's what Dua Lipa's album needs.
Wait, now that I'm thinking about it, that one Piranha movie that I watched where you all like dragged me for filth.
Oh, for watching that over other things?
Yeah, I think that happens with the piranhas.
Oh.
Now that I'm, wait, I don't know. There's too many screws loose up there.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too, but... You know, I'm really wired. What do you say I take you home and eat your pussy?
Oh my God. I thought this was a classy party.
Shark Attack 3, iconic moment.
Why? That, like, to me, that gives Sabrina Carpenter vibes.
It's very Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh.
Oh my God. How have we gotten here?
Wow. So the moral of the story, oh my God, what if we just titled this episode Dua Lipa... was eaten out.
Needs her pussy ate by a shark.
If she does a tour visual where she's getting her pussy eaten by a shark, I will never drag her creative direction ever again. I will be obsessed with it.
Agreed. Let's hope they heard it.
Have you ever seen Teeth?
Yes. Let's hope
this
that she goes with
party.
It.
This is a Monday morning. People are listening in their cars going to work.
You know, they're
so inappropriate.
They just spilled their Stanley all over themselves listening to that.
Oh my God. Let's go to the aquarium, girls. Jesus fucking hell. Where are we going with this?
We're going to hell. Well, I think that was more than enough for the week to chew on.
Oh my God. You know.
We're back.
We are so back.
We are so back. We are so over.
Honestly, what other podcast have you ever listened to where people are talking about getting eaten out by a shark?
Somebody's going to send us a link.
Well, have you heard of the Megalodon? Yeah. Well, I think it's time we all settle down because next week is Taylor Swift's album. So
that's right.
Time to go back to sleep. So we'll be napping next week again.
Well, we've got an exciting night ahead of us anyway. We're about to go see the Romanian Queen of Pop. We're going to go see Inna.
Yeah.
So let's go get ready for that.
And as always, the after show will be, mm-hmm. we've talked about karma. We've talked about new albums coming up. We're going to talk about you going to Miami.
Eclipse, earthquake, all of it.
Oh, yeah. All of that.
Yeah.
And that can be found over at patreon.com/legendsonly, where you can sign up and get your pussy eaten out by sharks. New tier. I wish we could offer that.
Same.
I figure something out. Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
We hope you have a fabulous Monday and that visual sticks with you through all of your meetings.
Oh my God.
Have a great Monday.
The flavor.
Yeah. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.